All right, we're wrapping up for the day. But Giorgio has a correction he needs to make.
Yes. You were talking about Point Neptune. Was that the name
Nemo.
Of it?
Nemo.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Point That's Nemo, what threw me off.
The area on water that is the farthest from land.
Yeah, Point Nemo. And I thought, man, there's something like that that my dad crossed during World War II, but that is not the case. He received a certificate when he was on a battleship, the USS Barnwell, and it crossed the equator.
When you do that, cross the equator, not Point Nemo, the most remote area in the ocean.
No, but when you do that, when you cross the equator, you get the certificate, the Ancient Order of the Deep.
Whoa.
And it certifies that
he has been society.
Initiated into the solemn mysteries of the Ancient Order of the Deep, having crossed the equator on board the USS Barnwell, bound for southward on the 14th day of August, 1945.
Mm. That it's a little dressed up, but
what do you get when you cross streams?
What are you reading from?
The certificate itself. My wife texted it to me. It's in my office. And I hadn't looked at it in a long time.
Wait. Your office?
Yeah. I have an office.
Wow.
That's what ballers do. They have their own office.
Baller, how many offices do you have?
Just one.
Okay.
Gordon, do you have an office area of your efficiency? Or?
Yeah, one corner I've designated as my printer and computer area. I don't really call it an office.
Anywho,
George, is yours just a section in one of your rooms, or is your office its own room?
It's not unusual to have your own room.
Whoa!
Man!
Do you have a cleaning crew come in every night?
Next thing you got to tell me, your guest bedroom is located outside of your own bedroom. Because, see, I have twin beds in my bedroom.
I have bunk beds in the corner.
The guest bedroom is my bedroom.
Do you have a guest bedroom all standalone?
So do you.
Oh, he does.
I've been to your house. I've been to Donovan's house. He does, too.
Such a rich dude.
Okay, do you have, like, a separate room for food preparation where you keep your cooktop or something like that?
It's called a kitchen, and everybody has it.
Anyway. Oh, my goodness. That is my dream to one day
Me too.
Yeah, so welcome back, Norm.
Yeah.
Like a room that I could keep my chamber pot in. Like, it's totally separate
I know.
From the bedroom.
I know.
You have one of those, Giorgio?
Welcome back.
A place
back.
Where you can go to the bathroom?
Yeah, like with a door where you can close
it? It's not inside.
You do, too.
What do you have? What do you have? What do you have?
A bathroom?
Ooga.
Nothing has changed, Norm, since you left.
No.
This place is as goofy as it was before you were on vacation.
I bet you have more than one of those rooms in your home.
Bathroom?
Do you?
More than one?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, Giorgio told the builder he can't be 5 feet farther from the
toilet. Blah, 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 blah. You couldn't even say it.
Well, yeah, it was hard with you interrupting, but...
You couldn't even say it right. All right, Crest Volvo brings us this, a crosstalk with Norm and Donnie.
I expended all my broadcast energy for the week.
Seriously, I don't think I have enough for the show.
So what are you guys doing?
Generic. Meat food.
Meat food.
Generic meat food.
Norm's back from vacation, as you can see. But we'll have the birdhouse at 11:30. Dan Shonka will be here to talk draft at 10:50. We'll talk Rangers. You know, baseball starts tomorrow, George.
Oh,
know if you know that.
Oh, we know.
Do you have a room where you have a thing where you can watch?
Yeah, my baseball room.
Oh, he has one separated according to
just
major
for sport. Yeah. There's the hockey room. There's the baseball room.
Wow. How big is your TV? Your biggest TV, Giorgio?
It's bigger than 25 inches.
Do you not even know how big your big TV is?
No, I do, but if I say it, then you guys would jump around.
No, we're not going to jump around. How big is it?
I mean, we don't do
so. We're just asking a legitimate question.
I mean, it's legit.
70 inches.
Oh!
I go away and this happens in 4 days.
Over, yeah.
Really?
Welcome back, Norm.
Welcome back.
That's Norm and Donnie. They're next. We're back tomorrow morning, 5:30 on the ticket.
The decline is precipitous.